Okay, today's daf is Tmura daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis Umoalin Bigidu Lehen, about five lines before the lines get wide, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and by Dr. Meir Penstein in honor of the BKNW Magide Shir Daf Yomi. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We thank Dr. Penstein. I think this is the last day of Dr. Penstein's sponsorship. We thank him for sponsoring over the past several weeks. So the first topic we're going to discuss is whether there is mi'ila or not by milk and eggs of kachim. Kachim produce milk, they produce eggs, so is there going to be mi'ila on that which emerges from kachim, the gidulim of kachim? Then the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph is going to discuss, building off of the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah discussed the differences between kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek habayis, halachas that apply to one and not the other. This Mishnah is going to talk about those halachas that they have in common between kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek habayis. Then in the Gemara, Rav Huna is going to say a chiddush. His chiddush is that if you have something that's already kachim mizbeach, you can't be matvisit lecher mekohanim. You decide to make it that a cherim lekohanim, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't accomplish anything, it's already kachim mizbeach. We're going to challenge Rav Huna twice, once from a braisa, once from our Mishnah, and ultimately reject Rav Huna because of that. Once we're talking about charamim, though, the Gemara is going to discuss how I know that there's an isra mi'ila on something that you've made a cherim, on something that is charamim. The Gemara is also going to talk about what the halachic on Amud Beis, what the halachic ramifications, both on a daraisa level and a derabbanan level, are to being makdish and ola lebedek habayis. Again, you have something that's already kachim mizbeach, it's already a carbonola, but you say I'm also being makdishit lebedek habayis. Does that do anything on a daraisa level? Does it do anything on a derabbanan level? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how to understand a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. But apparently Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon have some sort of machlokas about being poda dead kachim. That if kachim is already dead, can you be poda it or can you not? Do you require ha'amada? You know, ha'amada v'aracha. So do you require that the animal be able to stand? When it's dead, it's unable to stand, obviously. So there's some sort of machlokas tanaim in our Mishnah about that. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what that machlokas tanaim is, and that sugya takes us well into tomorrow's daf. So that will be the last sugya we cover today, Be'ez Hashem. So let's begin. Lamed Aleph and Beis, we are at the two dots. Umoalin bigidu lehen. So says Gemara Lasuye Mai. What is the Mishnah coming to tell me when it says that kachay bedek habayis, you could be moal in the gidulim of kachay bedek habayis? That there's mi'ila even on the gidulim. What kind of gidulim? Amra Papa Lasuye Chalev Hamukdashin Ubeitse Torin. That it comes to include the milk of those animals that are kadosh lebedek habayis and the eggs of the Torin that are kadosh lebedek habayis, just like the Mishnah says, kiditnan, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Meila, chalev amukdashin ubeitze Torin lo nanin velo malin, that it's us to get enough from them, but there is no meila. Papa medvar mamurim mekachim mizbeach, that which we say there's no meila, that's only if it's kachim mizbeach. Then the eggs and the milk that kachim mizbeach produce are not subject to meila. Aval kachim bedek habayis. Hikdish tarnagolas, but if you have kachim bedek habayis, you're makdish a tarnagolas for bedek habayis, moalin bebeit sasa, and then you certainly are subject, the egg that it produces is subject to mila. Chamora, if you happen to be makdish a chamora lebedek habayis, moalin bechalava, so then there's mi'ila on the chalav of a chamor. Rashi says, well, of all animals, you know, that produce milk, why donkey's milk, and why would you pick chamora specifically? So he says that it picks chamora to tell me a chiddush, that even a chamora which is a dover tame, it still has kedushas bedek habayis, even though it's a non-kosher animal, that it would still be matzis kedushas bedek habayis. So you see very clearly, according to this Mishnah, that when our Mishnah says that kachay bedek habayis is mol in begidulehen, it could very well mean the eggs and the milk of kachay bedek habayis, and that's a distinction between kachay bedek habayis and kachay mizbeach. The eggs and the milk produced by kachay mizbeach are not subject to mi'ila. And then the Gemara says, when we say that chalav beitzim, that that it's subject to Me'ilo when it's Kasher Bet HaKabayis. V'afilu man diyamar mo'alin b'gidulei mizbeach. Even if you hold that normally you're mo'alin b'gidulei mizbeach, not only by Kasher Bet HaKabayis, but even by Kasher Mizbeach, you're mo'alin b'gidulin, still, you wouldn't be mo'alin the beitzim and the chalav of Kasher Mizbeach. Hani mili gidulin d'chazul mizbeach. That's only a reference to those gidulin of Kasher Mizbeach that themselves could be brought on the Mizbeach. Aval gidulin d'lo chazul mizbeach ein mo'alin men, but gidulin of Kasher Mizbeach that themselves cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, everyone agrees there's no Me'ila. It's only by Kasher Bet HaKabayis that the chalav and the beitzim are going to be subject to Me'ila. So what exactly are gidulin of Mizbeach, that of Kasher Mizbeach, that themselves are ra'ui to be brought on the Mizbeach? So Rashi says, oh, that's Vlados HaKachim, that Vlados are gidulim of Kachim, of the animal, and yet they themselves are ra'ui to be brought on the Mizbeach. Oh, so that's where there's a shita that says that even gidulim of Kachim Mizbeach is subject to Me'ila. Tosa says, no, Vlados Kachim don't have a din of gidulin. Vlados Kachim is a separate drasha we had back on Yud Zayin and Beis from the Pasuk, Rak Kachich Asher Yelecha. So Kache, the Gidule Hagdish or Royal Mizbeach means that they are that must not refer to the Vlados, says Tosos. It must refer to Dam Kachim. So when it says that there's someone that holds that there's Me'ila by Gidule Hagdish by Kachim Mizbeach, it's referring to the sheet of Ziri in Meseches Me'ila on Daf Yud Beis, who says that if you makis dam of Behema Shel Hagdish, if you bloodlet a Behema Shel Hagdish, there's Me'ila B'dam. So that's what we're saying, that even Ziri who holds that there's Me'ila B'dam, that's only because dam is Ra'ilim Mizbeach. But Chalav Beitzim are never Ra'ilim Mizbeach, there would be no Me'ila on Chalav Beitzim of Kachem Mizbeach. Okay, new Mishnah now. So again, the previous Mishnah had distinguished between Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Bet HaKabayis. This Mishnah is going to tell us what they have in common. Echad Kachem Mizbeach ve'echad Kachem Bet HaKabayis. You're not allowed to change it from one Kedusha to another. If you're Makdish Kachem Bet HaKabayis, you're not allowed to change it to Kedushas Mizbeach, or vice versa. And if you do, it's Lo Asa Klum, Rashi says, you haven't accomplished anything. In Maseches Becharos, Rashi explains that it's Pashut that you can't be Oker Kedushas Mizbeach, but I would have thought that in addition to Kedushas Mizbeach that's already there, it also will take on the status of Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, that you could have a double Kedusha. Meaning it's obvious that you can't take something that's Kachem Mizbeach and just turn it into Kachem Bet HaKabayis, because how are you getting rid of the Kedushas Mizbeach? Now the Hava Amina is that you have the ability to add Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, and that's what our Mishnah is saying you're not able to do. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says that the Mishnah means to tell me that you're not able to be Mishana mi Bedek HaHechal le Bedek HaMizbeach, even though they're both Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, meaning to be Mishanim Kedushas even within Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, they're not able to be Mishana from Kedusha of one part of the Bayis to the Kedusha of another part of the Bet HaKabayis. That's how the Rambam writes. The Ravid disagrees with that Rambam. The Rambam writes this way in Hilchus Tumur as well, in Perek Dalin Halacha Yir Aleph, that if someone is Mishana Kachim Kedusha the Kedusha, he's over below Sasei, because there's Leak Dishishil. So that you're not allowed to make an ola, or you're not allowed to make it into an ola or a shlamim, and who are the nashar kachim, that you're not allowed to be mishana mikedusha lekedusha. Echad kachim mizbeach, vechad kachim bet HaKabayis, and he says, ketzad, if you're makdish lebedek hahechal, you can't be mishana lebedek hamizbeach, v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. So within bedek HaKabayis, you're not allowed to be mishana from one to the other, according to the Rambam. The Ravid disagrees. He says, I don't know where the Rambam got such a din. By kedushas bedek HaKabayis, it's all one kedusha. It's only by kedushas mizbeach that you can't be mishana from one to the other, because each karbon has its own set of halachos. It has its own set of Isurim. Some of them are Nechal, some of them are not Nechal, some of them are Nechal for Yom Echad, some of them are Nechal L'Shnei Yamim, some of them are Shechitas B'Tzafon, some of them Shechitas B'Kol HaZara, and even those that are Nechal Yom Echad, the Matnos Dam are different. So that's what we're saying, that you're not allowed to be Mishana. He says, I don't get where the Rambam got this idea that there's a din of being Mishana from one Kedusha to the other within Kedushas Bet HaKabayis. Okay, but that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, what if you did it? What if you were Mishana from one Kedusha to the other? So the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Shin and Vav, Os Aleph writes, you certainly don't get Malkus because there's no Maisa involved. All it is Dibur. All you said is, I'm taking this Kachem Mizbeach, and now I'm granting it Kedushas Bedek Abayis. So there's no, and that's why the Sefer HaChinuch writes that this Isser is knowing Afilu B'Zman Hazeh, because it's not about that I take, let's say, a Karban Ola and I do with it like a Karban Shlamim, right? I shecht it like a Shlamim, I eat it like a Shlamim. No, it's not about a Maisa, it's just Dibur alone. That could theoretically be even B'Zman Hazeh, that one can violate this Isser. But that's why there's no Malkus, because Lav Shein B'Maisa. So again, first Halach in the Mishnah, both Katshe Bedek Abayis and Katshe Mizbeach, you're not allowed to be Mashanah Mikdush Shulukdusha. Pasha Pshan in the Mishnah means from one to the other. You can't turn Katshe Mizbeach into Katshe Bedek Abayis, nor Katshe Bedek Abayis into Katshe Mizbeach, and even within Katshe Mizbeach, from one carbon to another. The Rambam adds the additional Chiddush even within Bedek Abayis, from one Kedusha to another. Now the Mishnah brings another din that only, but this one only applies to Katshe Mizbeach, even though the theme of our Mishnah is supposed to be things that apply to both. Magdishin Osan Hekdish Iloi, that Katshe Mizbeach, you have a behemoth that's a carbon, and you say that it should be the Bedek Abayis, you have to pay Bedek Abayis whatever value you have, whatever ownership, whatever stake you have in that animal. Meaning, let's say you had Katshe Mizbeach that you were that was Hukdash as a carbon neder, meaning you said Hare Alai carbon. So now what happens when you say that Hare Alai carbon? So if the animal gets lost, you're Chayiv Bachriyusa. You're going to have to replace that animal. So it turns out that your responsibilities of that animal are the entire value of that animal. So when you take such an animal and you now say, I'm giving a Katshe Bedek Abayis, you now owe the Bedek Abayis the entire value of that animal. But what if you took an animal that was Hukdash Lekarban Binadava? You said, Hare Zo Lekarban. This animal is going to be a carbon. So then you're Eino Chayiv Bachriyusa. If it gets lost, you're potter from bringing another carbon. So what sort of value do you have? What sort of responsibility do you have? Well, if you wanted, you could get Tovas Hana'a from another Yisrael by allowing Ben Bito Kohen to be the one that brings that carbon. Why? Because if he brings that carbon, he's going to be Zocha La'ora. He's going to be able to get the Or. So there's a certain amount of Tovas Hana'a you'll get from Yisrael. That minimal amount, that Tovas Hana'a, that's your responsibility now, Lebedek Abayis. So that's what it means, Makdish Nosan Hegdish Ilui. That even though you can't change Katshe Mizbeach into Katshe Bedek Abayis, you could take upon yourself the responsibility of Katshe Mizbeach toward Bedek Abayis. Whatever value I have, whatever ownership I have, whatever responsibility, the value of the responsibility that I have in this Katshe Mizbeach, I can commit Lebedek Abayis. And if you say about Katshe Mizbeach that it's going to be a cherim, so that's what you give to the Kohen. You give to the Kohen whatever value of responsibility you have in that animal. If it's Hukdash Lekarban Benedava, so then the value of the Tovas Hana'a. If it's Hukdash Lekarban Benedava, the value of the entire animal. Now back to our originally scheduled program, Vimesu Yikavru, both by Katshe Mizbeach and by Katshe Bedek Abayis, have something else in common, that if they are mesu, they are buried, that you can't be poda them once they die, because in order to do pidyon, you need ha'amada va'aracha, and you can't do ha'amada because obviously dead animals can't stand up, so you just have to let them die. You cannot be pulled to them. And that's a commonality of Katshe Mizbeach, Katshe Bedek Abayis, Pasha Pshar in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Katshe Bedek Abayis in Mesi Padu. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's only for that's only for Katshe Mizbeach, but Katshe Bedek Abayis, you actually can be poda, because apparently Rabbi Shimon holds Katshe Bedek Abayis do not require ha'amada, and therefore even a dead animal of Katshe Bedek Abayis, you're able to be poda. Good, so now the Gemara says a chiddush of Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna, Katshe Mizbeach should feast on the cher mekohanim. Let's say you take Katshe Mizbeach and you say, this should be a cherim lekohanim. This should belong to I'm committing its value to kohanim. You make it a cherim to kohanim, lo asa klum. You don't have even the amount of hana'a that you have in that kachim, the amount of responsibility or value you have in that kachim, you don't have to give to kohanim. So obviously, the reason we're quoting this is because it's directly against the middle part of our Mishnah, right? The middle part of our Mishnah was Makdish Nosan Hekdash Iloi Umachrim Nosan, that you could take Katshe Mizbeach and commit your value in it, your responsibility in it, to Cherem L'Kohanim. Here's Rav Huna saying that Katshe Mizbeach should feast on Chabad loss of klum. You didn't do anything. Even the phrase that Rav Huna uses is an interesting phrase, that you're matfisan lecher me kohanim. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said machri minosam. It didn't mention cher me kohanim. What this likely alludes to is a Mishnah Maseches Arachim Daf Chav Chasan Beis. There's a machlokas tanoim. What's the din by stam charamim? Meaning there's such a thing as cherim lekohanim, and there's such a thing as cherim lebedek abayis. So when you make something a cherim, what do we naturally assume you're trying to do? Rabbi Yudva Mesera says stam charamim lebedek abayis. It's only when you say cherim lekohanim that you intend to give it lekohanim. Whereas Chacham say no, stam charamim lekohanim, and you have to specify if you want it to be lebedek abayis. So Rashi writes that when Rav Huna says over here cherim kohanim, it's not because in order to make it cherim lekohanim you have to specify cherim lekohanim. No, even if you say cherim stam, Rav Huna would hold it goes lekohanim. He says cherim lekohanim just to tell me that, you know, sometimes you might be machrim lebedek abayis by specifying cherim lebedek abayis. But he thinks even stam charamim are lekohanim. And the reason Rashi has to say that is because that has to be Rav Huna's shita. Tosos points out that Rav Huna holds like the Chachamim that stam charamim are lekohanim, because Rabbi Yudah Mesera learns that stam cherim is lebedek abayis from the fact that it says kol cherim kodesh kadashim ula Hashem. So he's mefarish the pasuk that anything that's chulin, that a person is machrim, is kodesh la Hashem. Whereas Rav Huna is going to use that pasuk to teach me something else. So Rav Huna obviously doesn't hold like Rabbi Yudah Mesera, and therefore when Rav Huna uses this phrase and he says kachim shvek should fisan lecher me kohanim, he doesn't mean that you have to specify cher me kohanim. Even just making something a cherim stam becomes cherim kohanim. So again, Amar Rav Huna kachim shvek should fisan cherim kohanim lo asa klum. It doesn't do anything. My time, because I'm a kra kol cherim kodesh kadashim hu la Hashem kol cherim the kodesh kadashim havi hahu la Hashem havi. So he's using this same pasuk, right? And what does he say? The same pasuk Rabbi Yisrael learns that stam charamim are lebedek abayis. He's using to tell me something else. What's it telling me? That any cherim that's kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem tells me that any cherim that you make on something that's already kadosh l'Hashem, that's already kedushas mizbeach, it only remains kadosh l'Hashem, meaning it does not also take on the status of cherim l'kohanim. It is purely kadosh l'Hashem, ma'u l'Hashem l'havi, and that's it. It's not also cherim l'kohanim. It has no impact when you try to make it cherim l'kohanim as well. So Meisvei, first thing our challenge is from a brisa before we challenge Rav Huna from our Mishnah. The brisa says that kachim ben kabayi shet fisan bein lekachim mizbeach bein lecherim kohanim lo asa klum. If you try to take kachim ben kabayis and you try to grant it the status of cherim lekohanim, or you try to grant it the status of kachim mizbeach, it doesn't work. Kedushas mizbeach and cherim is not chal on kachim ben kabayis. Similarly, says the brisa, cherim kohanim, if you have something that's cherim kohanim shet fisan bein lekachim mizbeach bein lekachim ben kabayis, and you try to grant it the status of kachim mizbeach with kachim ben kabayis, lo asa klum, also doesn't do anything. So what do you see the Bryce is clearly doing? It's taking three categories, cherim lekohanim, kachim ben kabayis, kachim mizbeach, and saying that once something has one of these statuses, you can't give it any of the others, right? So just so the halacha number one, you have kachim ben kabayis, so you can't give it, kachim ben kabayis, right? So you can't give it the status of kachim mizbeach or cherim lekohanim. Halacha number two, you have cherim lekohanim, so you can't give it the status of kachim mizbeach or kachim ben kabayis. So what do you expect the next halacha to be? That kachim mizbeach cannot be given the status of cherim lekohanim or kachim ben kabayis. But there's no such third halacha forthcoming. So that's jarring. We're clearly working with these three halachas, and we're saying, oh, once you have one, you can't have the others. How come it never told me that kachim mizbeach cannot have the status of cherim lekohanim? How kachim mizbeach should this lecherim lekohanim? Masha asa asui. Apparently, it's because if you have kachim mizbeach that you try to give the status of cherim lekohanim, it does work. Tiyufta Rav Huna, and that's a tiyufta on Rav Huna. Says, well, nah, amalach Rav Huna. Rav Huna would tell you that really kachim mizbeach, if you try to be machrim them, it doesn't work. Kishira a hadash shayma. The kachim is back. Should feast on the bedek habayis. Masha asa asui. Avol cherek mekhanim lasa klum. The reason it didn't mention kachim is back, not taking on the status of the other two, is because it while it can take on the status of cherek mekhanim, it cannot take on the status of kachim bedek habayis. So in that way, it wouldn't line up with the first two examples. Kachim is back. If you're matfis at the kachim bedek habayis, it will be able to take on the status of kachim bedek habayis. It just can't take on the status of cherek mekhanim, and therefore that's not a rejection of Rav Huna. Ask Gemara, v'listen yagabe hanach, why doesn't the Tana mention that din together with the dinim that it does mention in the Braisa, and not mention kachay mizbeach shetvisan the kachay bedek habayis? So Tana di is petarti katani, las petarti lo katani. No, it's more the symmetry of the Braisa is that the Braisa is trying to show when you have this type of kedusha, the other two won't be chal. So it doesn't want to give an example of kachay mizbeach where one of the other two will be chal and the other one won't be, right? It wouldn't fit the symmetry of the Braisa. We're only giving examples in the Braisa where having one Kedusha would preclude the possibility of either of the other two. So now we bring a second Raya against Rav Huna, Tanan, and that's from our Mishnah. Makdish no son hegdish iloi, my love, hegdish iloi the bedek habayis, and then we said, umachrimin lecher mekohen, that your makdish at hegdish iloi, you could take kachim mizbeach and be makdish it lebedekabayis, and we said machrimin. Apparently, you can make it cherem lekohanim as well. So that's against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said when you have kachim mizbeach, you can't be machrim lekohanim. Says Gemara, lo, that's not a raya. Idividi kachim bedekabayis. When it says that makdish nosan hektish iloi, machrimin didn't mean cherem lekohanim. Machrimin also meant bedekabayis. So the Mishnah was just telling me that kachim mizbeach cannot be turned into, or cannot add kachim bedekabayis to kachim mizbeach. The loshna it chose this loshon to be mechadesh that the loshna mapiklu b'loshon hegdish lebedek habayis, loshna mapiklu b'loshon cherem lebedek habayis, that no matter what you cannot take kachim mizbeach and turn it into kachim bedek habayis, whichever language you want to use to label it as kachim bedek habayis. You might want to use a loshon of hegdish, doesn't work. You might want to use a loshon of cherem lebedek habayis, also doesn't work. But the whole thing is only about bedek habayis, and therefore it's not a problem for Rav Huna. Our mission is not a problem for Rav Huna, because Rav Huna only said that you can't be machrim lekohanim with kachim mizbeach. Our mission never spoke about machrim lekohanim; it only spoke about machrim lebedek habayis. Says Gemara, are you sure that's what our Mishnah means? That it's when it says machrim means lebedek habayis, not lekohanim. V'lo tani achi, that's not how the Braisa understood the Mishnah. Did Tanya beBraisa? Because the Braisa tells us that kachim mizbeach you could be makdish hektish iloi. Kachay bedek habayis means kachay bedek habayis. When we say hegdish ilu, it means kachay bedek habayis. And then we say machrim in osam, and that means cherme kohanim. So you see very clearly in the Braisa that the understanding of the Mishnah is that when it says machrim in osam, it means cherme kohanim. It does not mean bedek habayis. Va'od hatanya. Furthermore, the Braisa says beferish. That you could actually take kachim mizbeach and be machrim that makdish them lecher mekohanim. So tiyufta drafuna tiyufta. So once we have two brises that very clearly understand our Mishnah against Rav Huna, so obviously that's an absolute rejection of Rav Huna. Frankly, Gemara, how do you reject Rav Huna? You have prices against him, but Rav Huna kraka abar. Rav Huna had a pasuk on his side. He had the pasuk kol cherem kodesh kadashim hu l'Hashem, and he understood that pasuk to mean that if you have kachim mizbeach and you try to make it a cherem, it's still only kadosh l'Hashem. It still only has kedushas mizbeach. Any cherem you try to make on it doesn't help. So Amar Ula. So Ula explains Amar kacherem. Kol cherem. Now, Rav Huna's understanding that pasuk is not correct, because the pasuk adds kol cherem, and kol is a riboy. So we have to have some sort of other drasha over here to be marbe everything that cherem, something extra that cherem is going to be chal on, even something that is kodesh kadashim. So it can't be that Rav Huna's understanding is correct that cherem is not chal on kachay mizbeach. Kol is coming to be kol cherem, that there is some sort of extra thing that cherem is actually going to be chal on. So frak the Gemara from the fact that Ula is mitarits the sheet of the Braisa, and he says that the pasuk must be going not like the Rav Huna understand the pasuk. It understood the pasuk must be that Ula holds that Chayrim can be chal on Kachim Mizbech, right? Against Rav Huna, like our Mishnah, like all these Braises. Does Ula really hold that Chayrim could be chal on Kachim Mizbech? Vamar Ula, Hamakfis Ula Lebedek Habayis, Ein Ba Ela Ikuv Gizbarin Bilvad. If a person takes a carbon ola, which is kachim mizbeach, and is makdish at lebedek habayis, what has he accomplished by being makdish at lebedek habayis? It means all he's accomplished is that it doesn't have actual kedushas bedek habayis. It just means that the gizbarim have to be omed a love at the time of the hakrav of the carbon, because generally speaking, there is a rule that at the time of the hakrav of the carbon, the bailim need to be omedim a love. Who are the bailim of this carbon? So I took a kachim mizbeach and I said, I'm making it lebedek habayis. That now makes it that the Gizbarin are the Bailim. They have no actual Bailus. They can't actually do anything with it. There's no, you don't owe anything, Lebedek Abayis, but the Gizbarim are the Bailim as far as the din is concerned, that they have to be Omed Olav. Where do we learn this din of Omed Olav? So if you have a little Maseches Tainus, where we learn about the Ma'amados, that every day in the Beis HaMikdash, there is a representative sample of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who have their turn to do their thing. The Kohanim are doing the Avodah, the Levim, Beduchanim, and the Yisraelim, B'ma'amadam. They get together in the shul and they lay in certain kriyos, whatever. Why do you need them? Because they are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. You need Kohanim Levim Yisrael representing the entire Jewish people. Why do you need representatives of the entire Jewish people around? Because you bring Karban Tamid every single day for the entire Jewish people. And Heich Karbanos Shel Adam Karav V'Hu Eino Omed Al Gabav. You can't have a Karban of a person being brought when he's not Omed Al Gabav. So if the Karban is being brought on behalf of the Tzibur, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you need a representative sample of Klal Yisrael. So over here, that's what we're saying, that's this entire halacha, that there is no kedushas bedek habayis on the korban. It's just that the gizbarim become the bailim as far as being omer alav. Rav David Soloveitchik just points out in his chidushim, it's difficult to understand if there's no hatfasal bedek habayis. So what is their bailus? Meaning, there's din that bailim need to be omer alav. But what makes them bailim? The only the din that they need to be omer alav? That doesn't make any sense. Meaning, where's their actual bailus on it? So he finds that it's difficult to understand this. Furthermore, he says, even if there is Kedush Bedek HaBayis on Kachim Mizbeach, but l'chora, the Inyan of Amida needs to be not just the Bailum, someone who happens to have a monetary stake. It means the Mischaper, the one who's getting a kapara with that karban. That's normally the din of Omdim Malav. So it's a very unusual halacha, a very unusual din, that Ula says that if you're Matfis, Kachim Mizbeach, Lebedek HaBayis, the only impact is that the Bailim have to be Omed Olav. But you don't have to give any actual money to Bedek HaBayis. That's a kasha on Ula, because even Rav Huna, who says that you're makrim lekohanim, kachim mizbeach is lo asa klum, that if you take kachim mizbeach, you're makrim lekohanim is lo asa klum. But even Rav Huna admitted that if you take kachim mizbeach and you make it lebedek habayis, that does work, that does accomplish something. So Ulu says that if you're makdish kachim mizbeach lebedek habayis, it does nothing. You don't have to give anything lebedek habayis. Certainly would hold that if you're makrim lekohanim, if you take kachim mizbeach, you're makrim lekohanim, that certainly does nothing. So how can he darshan from the pasuk kol cherim that the cherim kohanim is chal even on kachim is bayach? So answers the Gemara, really Ula holds that you cannot be matvis any kedusha on kachim is bayach. When Ula says that he's metarit the brisa that makram kachim is bayach is chal some sort of cherim, what he means is midrabanan. That's only on a drabanan level that you have to give something to kohanim, but midaraisa there is no. There's no kedusha whatsoever that could be chal on kachim mizbeach, not kachim bedek habayis, not chermei kohanim. On a deraisa level, nothing. Ukra lemiila da'asa, and the pasuk of kol cherim that Ula said that we darsh from it that there a cherim could be chal on kachim mizbeach. Nah, it's not really a drasha. It's an asmach to the alma. The real pasuk is coming to tell me that all charamim are la Hashem, that there's nisr mi'ila on charamim. That's all the pasuk is coming to tell me. But not that any actual kedusha could be chal on something that's already kadosh l'mizbech. That's only, any such din would only be a din midrabanan, not a din d'araisa. Because once the chacham saw that there's kedusha spetek habayis, that there's chalos kedusha spetek habayis min haTorah, as far as the gizbarim being omer alav, so they said, no one's going to be able to make sense of this. If the gizbarim are omer alav, then we we have to grant it some actual kedusha, otherwise people won't understand why the gezbarim need to be omed alav. But that's only a din midrabanan. So says Gemara, so wait, so what's the pasuk really coming to tell me? That charamim are subject to me'ilah. Le'me'ilah, le'me'likra, kachi kadashim k'siv bay. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that charamim are subject to me'ilah. They're called kachi kadashim, and anything that's called kachi kadashim is automatically subject to me'ilah. So says Gemara, really? Le'tameich. If that's true, that anything that's called kachi kadashim is automatically subject to me'ilah, hadam Rabbi Yanai ein me'ilah mefreshes min haTorah ela ba'ola bilvad. Rabbi Yanai says that me'ilah only applies to an ola and kachi bedik habayis. Shneimer nefesh kisimol mal v'cheta b'shkaga mikachi Hashem. So from the fact that it says kachi Hashem, it sounds like there's only me'ilah by kachim that are miyuchadin laHashem, meaning that the person who is giving has nothing from it. So what's in that category? What can I give that I have nothing, I retain nothing? An ola, I retain nothing, and kachiv et karbayis, I retain nothing. So Rabbi Yana is not coming to tell me that there's no me'ila by other kachim, says the Gemara. But rather, what we learn from this pasuk, he's only saying that what we learn from the pasuk of nefesh, aval chatos v'yasham, a chatos v'yasham that are not purely l'Hashem, where a part of it is nechal ha'kohanim, lo nafka elamid rabbi. We learn the isur me'ila from the drasha of Rabbi. Titanya, Rabbi Omer, Kol Chelev LaHashem. Rabbi says that it says by Karban Shlamim, Kol Chelev LaHashem. So from the fact that it calls it LaHashem, it calls the Chelvei HaKachim LaHashem, L'Rabos Emuri Kachim Kalim, L'Me'ila. To tell me that the Emurim of Kachim Kalim are subject to Me'ila. Kol Chelev LaHashem is talking about the Chalavim and the Emurim that of Kachim Kalim. And it says that it's LaHashem, that it's subject to the status of Me'ila. So just like Rabbi Darshan's this pasuk about Kachim Kalim, so too we can darshan the pasuk about a murim of a chatas and ola, that it's also subject to me'ila. So now says Gemara, if you're going to say that anytime anything is called kachim kachim, it's automatically subject to me'ila, lam likra, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that chatas and asham are subject to me'ila? Kachim kachim ksivbu, after all, they're kachim kachim. Meaning, what just happened over here? We said Rabbi Yanai tells us that from the pasuk that it says nefesh kisim al-mal v'cheta b'shkaga mikachim Hashem, we only see that bedek habayis and Karban Ola are subject to Me'ila. Okay, but I have another pasuk that tells me Emuri Kachi Kalim are subject to Me'ila. That pasuk also teaches me that Chatos and Asham are subject to Me'ila. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me Chatos and Asham are subject to Me'ila if you're going to hold that anytime something is called Kachi Kachim, it's subject to Me'ila? So isn't this a raya that just being called Kachi Kachim alone does not tell me that something is subject to Me'ila? Meaning the Gemara had originally asked, why do I need a pasuk to tell me Charamim are subject to Me'ila? Anyway, they're called Kachi Kachim. But here you see, just being called Kachi Kachim is not enough to make something subject to Me'ila. Ella afal gav the Kachi Kachim ksivhu by Rabbi Yinu l'me'ila. So apparently you see from here that even if something is called Kachi Kachim, you still need a pasuk to tell me that Me'ila is shayich by it. So Charam Nami afal gav the Kachi Kachim ksivhu by Rabbi Yinu l'me'ila. Even though the Charamim are called Kachi Kachim, I still need a pasuk to tell me that it's subject to Me'ila. Good. So now the Gemara goes to explain Ula's Shita. Gufa. Hamakdish Ola. If someone takes a carbon Ola, which is Kachim Mizbeach, and he decides he's giving it Lebedek Abayis, Ein ba ela ikuv gizbarim bilvad. So what did Ula say? It doesn't actually have any status of Bedek Abayis. You don't have to give anything to Bedek Abayis, any money to Bedek Abayis. All it means is that the gizbarim are going to have to be omed al gabav when you're makrivit. So Meisvei asked the Gemara on Ula. It says in the Braisa, Hamakdish Ola Lebedek Abayis, Asr l'shochta ad shetipada, that you're not allowed to shecht it l'mizbeach, which is what it was originally designated for, unless you're first poda the bedek habayis status from it. So apparently kachi bedek habayis can be chal. It's not just a din that the gizbarin are omed al gabav. Apparently it takes on an actual status of bedek habayis. Says the Gemara, midrabanan. That's only a din midrabanan. And hachinam mistavr. It's mistavr to say that it's only midrabanan. Midiktani seifa. From the fact that the end of the braisa says, im ava rushchata, masha asa asui. That if a person shechted it before he's poda from kedushas bedik abayis. So masha asa aso, he's yotzei the chiyuv of the karban because the pidyon is not going to be makev. Why is the pidyon not makev? Because it's only required midrabanan. Really, if you have kachim mizbech and you decided that you're granting it the status of kachim bedik abayis, it does nothing. It's only the gizbarin are going to have to be omed al gabav, but it does nothing as far as the karban itself. Midrabanan, we require that you be poda, but that's purely a din midrabanan. So you see that if kedushas bedik abayis would have been chal midah oraisa, and you would then have been shechted before pedia, it would have passed the karban. The fact that it doesn't pass the karban shows me that it's not chal midah oraisa. Briskarov quotes from his father: why is it that shechita without pedia would pass the karban? Meaning, if the kedusha would have been chal, the Gemara is saying, then shechting it without pedia would pass the karban. Why? So he says it could be based on the fact that the Gemara had said from the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Mashki Yisrael leMincha liOla," that anything that's asur b'achila is pasul l'karban. So it's asur if something is asur b'achila because of its kedush bedek abaya status, memel it's going to be pasul l'karban. Or it could be that it says karbanal, that it's got to be your karban. Once you're makdish bedek abaya, if it actually had the status of bedek abaya, it would no longer be karbanal. But bottom line is the kedush bedek abaya that this has is only midrabanan, and that's why it would be a kashra zevach. Elamai midrabanan. So says Mar. Wait. So what are we saying? That the only need to be poled midrabanan ihachi ema seifa. Then how come the seifa? The Brisa goes on to say umol in shtei meilos. That there are two meilos on this behema. The midrabanan. If the whole kachavitikabai status of it is only midrabanan, am I shtei meilos? Where's the second meilo? It only has one kedusha on a daraisa level. It only has kedusha mizbeach on a daraisa level. Now hachi kamar. Ru'uya limo b'shtei mi'ilos. It means on a drabanan level it has two statuses of kedusha, and therefore it's ra'uy for shtei mi'ilos. But it doesn't mean that there are actually shtei mi'ilos, because the kachah b'dekabaya status is only midrabanan, it's not midaraisa. Good, then the Mishnah said, v'imesu yukavru. The Mishnah said, if it dies, you bury it, but you can't be poded because it needs hamada. And Rabbi Shimon says, "Kotche bedekabayis, you actually can be poded after it dies." So says Gemara, "Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish." What's going on in our Mishnah? What exactly are the Rabbanan saying when they say that if it dies, you can't be poded? What? Kotche mizbeach, kotche bedekabayis, both. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "L'Rabbanan echad kotche mizbeach ve'echad kotche bedekabayis." That both kachem mizbech and kachem bedek abayis require hamada, and therefore either one that dies, you can no longer be poda. Reish Lakish Amar, but Reish Lakish says no. L'rabbanan kachem bedek abayis hayu bechlal hamada varacha. Only kachem bedek abayis requires hamada, and therefore it's only kachem bedek abayis that would have to die and would not be poda. But kachem mizbech lo hayu bechlal hamada varacha. Kachem mizbech, you don't need hamada varacha. Wow, v'zev zev modah the Rabbi Shimon, the kachem bedek abayis hayu bechlal hamada varacha. Kachem mizbech hayu bechlal hamada varacha. But everyone agrees to what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds kachem bedek abayis do not require hamada, and therefore you can be poled the kachem bedek abayis. You just cannot be poled the dead kachem mizbeach. So according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan hold kachem bedek abayis do require hamada, kachem mizbeach don't. So Rabbi Shimon is reversing the sheet of the Rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan hold that kachem bedek abayis require hamada, and therefore you cannot be poda, and kachem mizbeach don't require, and therefore you can be poda. Rabbi Shimon just reverses kachem bedek abayis and kachem mizbeach, whereas according to the Rabbanan, no. According to Rabbi Yochanan, rather, the Rabbanan held both kachem mizbeach and kachem bedek abayis require hamada, and therefore neither of them are subject to pidyon. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, one of them is kachem bedek abayis. You can actually still do pidyon on because it doesn't require hamada. So v'divrei hakol balmum meikara lo yibachal madvaracha. And they also agree that if something was a balmum before you were makdish it, it doesn't require hamadvaracha. You can be poded without hamadvaracha. And Rashi explains that this din obviously only applies to kachim mizbech. Kachay bet gabayis, it doesn't matter if it's balmum, it's a tam, even eitzim vavanim could become kachay bet gabayis. So that last divrei hakol is obviously only about kachim mizbech. Now Tanan, our Mishnah said as follows: Rabbi Shimon omer kachay bet bedek habayis shemesu yipadu, that when you have katche bedek habayis that die, they're subject to pidyon. So bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan, dam l'Rabbanan, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, hayu b'chol amad v'aracha. I understand very well if the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, that the Tanakhama is saying that no type of kachim can be poda because they both require amada. So hayin disrach Rabbi Shimon l'frushay kachim bedek habayis shemesu yipadu. So Rabbi Shimon has to come along and say, kachim bedek habayis, you can be poda. El Reish Lakish, lama l'frushay lema imesu yipadu. But according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan were only saying that kachay bedek habayis cannot be poda. So why does he need to say kachay bedek habayis? Just say imesu yipadu. What you say you can't be poda, I say you can be poda. Why does he have to spell out kachay bedek habayis? Rabbi Shimon lo havayada ma'ika amar Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon himself didn't know what the Tanakama meant. If you're telling me that kachim is be'ach, you can't be poda, I would agree with you. But when it comes to kachim b'dekabayis, it may see you padu. If you're telling me about kachim b'dekabayis, well then I would have to take exception to that. That I would say that you can be poda kachim b'dekabayis. So this conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, Beis Hashem, will continue well into tomorrow's daf, and we'll pick up from there tomorrow.